I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The Arghandab district of Afghanistan is a key part of the NATO strategy to bring security and government services to population centers. The district lies to the north of Kandahar City and is a breadbasket of the region, rich with pomegranate groves and grape fields. But only half the area is considered stable. The World's Ben Gilbert recently visited Arghandab and explores the attempt to install a governing structure there.
When Christopher Herrick arrived as the U.S. State Department officer at Arghandab District Center earlier this year, living conditions were grim. American and Afghan soldiers lived in a building that was supposed to be the district government headquarters.
You'd wake up and a few people would come to talk to the district governor during the day, and they would mostly be here to gripe and complain about what the Americans were doing in the battlefield and damage and detainees and things of that nature. I mean, there wasn't anything much towards, you know, where do you want to go as far as governance?
An American striker battalion was based at the district center at the time. They were pounded by the insurgency and were soon replaced by paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne. The 82nd set up a separate headquarters and living area for their troops to give the Afghan government more space. And a new Afghan district leader emerged, Haji Abdul Jabbar. Herrick was assigned as his mentor.
He took the district a long way. He was critical in trying to unify the district back together again, crossing the tribal boundaries, going out there, talking to people, hearing their issues. He was very much in favor of what we were doing, what we were trying to accomplish.
But in June, Haji Jabbar was assassinated as he drove home from Arghandab to his house in Kandahar City. The assassination was a serious blow on the cusp of NATO's Kandahar operation, of which Arghandab is a key part. The Taliban are believed to control half of this rural, densely vegetated district. At the district center, there are weekly shuras, or gatherings of village elders, to discuss local issues. Despite some progress, the number one issue in the district continues to be security. Men gather in the concrete halls on most work days. Some are here to push for development projects in their villages. Others have come to get a passport. Many show up hoping to free family members who have been detained by the police, the Americans, or the Afghan army. A man who gave his name as Muhammad says his brother was detained 8 days ago. My brother was harvesting wheat when the police came over and captured him for no reason, Muhammad says. Now I'm here to find out why. I'm sure they took him just to get a bribe. If I don't pay money, then I won't be able to free him. Muhammad says Arghandab's residents are stuck between the government and the Taliban. He says on the west side of the river, the insecure side, the Taliban detains people. And on this side, the east side of the river, the police detain people. Muhammad expects he'll have to pay about $300 to get his brother out. From my point of view, the Taliban is better than the government because the people who are under the influence of the Taliban, they are more secure and no one is intimidated, Muhammad says. But the places under the control of the police are insecure and the police scare people. But corruption benefits the Taliban as well. American officers and officials here say it's not unusual for suspected insurgents to be freed by the police before ever seeing a courtroom. Sergeant Aaron Carr is an intel analyst with the 82nd Airborne. He says there are suspicions the Arghandab police chief has released prisoners early.
You know, I've had my suspicions. A couple of guys got let go just because. Well, he was important enough to bring in, but not to actually prosecute. So why? And the only reason that that could happen is, you know, there's something else going on under the table. You know, they're pretty good about hiding it.
Haji Ismari, the police chief, denies he or his men have ever taken bribes. So in an attempt to bring order to this type of uncertainty, the Americans are making it a priority to create a functioning judicial system in Arghandab. That means improving the dilapidated courthouse that sits near the district center on the U.S. base.
Come on, you can come on in. There's pigeons.
Pigeons fly from what is supposed to be a jail cell at the courthouse. The Afghan guards store their motorbikes in what was intended to be the courtroom. There's some evidence of progress, though. In the front entrance, a U.S. Army criminal investigator named Sean Burke shows an Afghan corrections officer how to take the fingerprints of one of the six prisoners being held here on drug charges. Burke is part of a rule of law team the Americans have assembled in Arghandab to help establish a judicial system. Two Navy attorneys also arrived here in June to train a prosecutor. The State Department's Christopher Herrick says a big problem is that the local judge rarely makes it out from Kandahar City.
One of our goals is to say, look, get out of Kandahar City, come down to the districts where you need to work, and let's work here, rather than holding up in Kandahar City. That's one of the challenges we're faced with.
Herrick says real success here will be when the villages are secure enough to select their own representatives and when those elders feel safe enough to be in the district center. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert at the Argandab District Center, Kandahar Province, Afghanistan.